You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 8. I read, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brothers go to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated? No, you yourself do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren." You know, Paul was wondering why believers would take themselves to court. He said, for what? Why would you do that? So, you know, today is happening. Pastors are taking pastors to court. I've had stories of pastors locking another pastor in prison for years because he has money and he has the influence. I've had pastors boasting on the pulpit that they are going to deal with people because they have money. They said, "How much do these people have? By the time I spend money, I will deal with him." And they said this kind of things on pulpit. You are even wondering, have these people ever met Jesus? Are they even born again? As in, some pastors, you are asking yourself, are these men, are they even children of God in the first place? The issue is not, are they ministers of God? But are they even a child of God? Are they even children of God in the first place? He said, "Why are you doing that? Two people, husband and wife, who are churchgoers, will carry themselves and go before an unbeliever to dissolve their marriage. And then they will begin to tell an unbeliever all their problems. It is an unbeliever now that will be trying to resolve marital issue for two people who are churchgoers." That's where we have found ourselves. That's what happened when you file for divorce. I don't know how divorce cases work in some country, but in my country, divorce case is a trial. You have to go to court. It takes months and years before you can get divorced. And most likely, you may sit before a judge that is even an unbeliever, and is the one that will determine your matter. He says, it is a shame on you. He says, I'm saying this to your shame. He says, is it not better for you to suffer loss? Just imagine now that somebody comes to abuse me, which I have been abused severally. I say, I'm an antichrist. I'm preaching nonsense. All that I'm preaching is useless. And then the next thing I will say is that I'm going to deal with that person. Why? It is part of the calling for us to be abused. Was Jesus not abused? He had power to ask the hand of the man that slapped him to remain hanging till today. He didn't do that. He had the power to sue and kill everybody that were abusing him. Jesus didn't do that. Where do we get this example today? That pastors can't even tolerate criticism. They can't tolerate abuse. What if we are now in an era where we are being slaughtered for our faith? What will you do? If suddenly some people overwhelm the land and they say, if you don't convert to a strange religion, they are going to kill you, what will you do? Brethren, it is a shame that we are taking each other to court as believers. It is a shame. And I pray you will repent from it. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.